Friends, we now move to the chapter 4 of our subject Total Quality Management, and this chapter deals with process approach. Because in the first three chapters, particularly in chapter of quality, first two chapters, we have touched upon the subject that everything is a process. Anything what you do should be a process. Work is a process. Process means it's a series of steps, various steps. And we must have process approach. Because if you want quality, that should be result of a process and not a result of inspection. It should be result of a well-defined process. That is the process approach. Even designing of the product is also a process. Everything is a process. Meeting the customer is a process. Discussing with the customer is a process. Taking the order is a process. Purchasing the material is a process. Everything is a process, and that approach we must take. In this chapter, I am going to explain that very much to you. Process approach is the surest way to deal with all the customer issues as well as all the business issues, and improve quality as well as all other business parameters such as profitability, effectiveness, everything. A process is defined as a set of linked or related activities related to each other that take inputs, transform them into outputs. Input, process, output. With the purpose of producing a product, producing an information, producing a service to the customer for external customer or internal customer. And that is the process. Set of linked or related activities. A process is a systematic series of actions directed to achievement of a goal. And goal can be a product which is acceptable to the customer. A product which is good as far as the customer's perception is concerned. So process is systematic series, and when we produce everything or when we do everything, we must have a systematic process flow chart. The components of a process may be classified as 7 M's. Manpower, that is people. Materials, raw materials, components. Methods, product process design, operating procedures. Machines, that is tools and equipment. Measurement, techniques and tools used to gather process performance data. Maintenance, care for process component training. Management, policy, work rules, environment. 7 M's, manpower, methods, machines, measurement, maintenance, management. Process approach challenges us to do only those things which are value adding. Ask the question, is it adding value? What is value adding? The time for which customer is ready to pay. You may be doing 100 of things, but if that is not producing anything for the customer or giving any value to the customer, then he will not pay for it. So do only value adding things from the customer's point of view. Move from managing functions. Because we all have a habit of managing functions. Manage a purchase function. Manage a production function. Instead, move from managing functions to managing work process. Find out what is that process. Find out what is non-value adding in that. Find out what is useless going on in. Find out where we are wasting time. It challenges us to move from managing results. Because we always manage results. Suppose we check diameter and we say, oh, it is 9.01, it should be, it is more than that. Then we adjust the machine. Instead, manage the process. Why it is going away from the target? Find out. Move from piecemeal problem to system-wise improvement. piecemeal to system wide. Process approach is a system for identifying the critical business issues. Critical business process, focusing on customer requirements to reduce work in process and decisions in process. So, process management is the important thing. It's a system for understanding the inputs and outputs of a cross-functional process and how they are transferred from input to output. How is the question? Using process speed and flexibility as a competitive weapon. Is that process flexible enough? Am I able to change myself as per the customer requirement? Am I able to change my delivery schedule? Am I able to change my quality? Am I able to change my design as per the customer requirement? Is my process speedy and flexible enough as a competitive? Suppose customer wants a product in 3 months, but my cycle time is 6 months. Am I able to flexibly change my process in such a way that customer gets the product in 3 months? ISO 9001:2008, which defines process control as follows. The organization shall plan and carry out production and service provision under controlled conditions. Controlled conditions include availability of information that describes the characteristics of the product, that means the design, drawings, availability of work instructions, that is operations layout, the use of suitable equipment, that is machines and equipment, tools, availability of and use of monitoring and measuring devices, which is going to be one special chapter to you in this book. The implementation of monitoring and measurement, implementation of release, delivery and post-delivery activities. Validation of processes. We must validate the process. Is satisfying or is achieving all the objectives of the process. The organization shall validate any processes for production and service provision where the resulting output cannot be verified. That is special process. Heat treatment, as a result of heat treatment, we are not able to measure the output of the process. So special processes. So this 7.5.2 is for special processes. The organization shall validate any processes. Validate means what? Temperature, soaking time, by doing experiments. Because we want process control only to give the quality to us, not because we are not able to check it afterwards. Organization shall validate any processes for production and service provision where the resulting output cannot be verified by subsequent monitoring or measurement. This includes any processes where deficiencies become apparent only after the product is in use or service has been delivered at customer's end. Such a process is often referred to as special process. Establish arrangements for control special processes. Validation shall demonstrate the ability of these processes to achieve planned results. When an auditor had come to our premises, he asked this, show me what experiments you have done to validate this process. Show me how you have decided that this kind of a temperature, this temperature should be maintained and it should be soaked for 3 hours. How you have done this? What experiment? You show me the a trial order for that, he was asking me. Validation. Design is one of the basic management functions. Chronic weakness among companies is under management of design and development. I said that process means also design. Problems in design in turn ripple into operations. Quality suffers, processing gets delayed, cost increases. The quality of goods and services begin during the initial design activities. So process control starts with design control. Design, process of design. Thus a strong design program is itself one mark of organizational quality. Offline quality control. Design program. There is nothing as useless as doing efficiently, which should not be done at all. Peter F. Drucker. What he has said? Don't do anything which is not required. Don't do anything efficiently which is not required. Do only value added things. So this is process. Process should give process effectiveness, meets customer demands. Process should give process efficiency, meets business objectives, profitability. If a process is neither meeting customer demands nor giving me profit, what is the use of that process? The process must give process effectiveness, must meet customer demands. It must give me profitability, it must meet my objectives, business objectives, it must be efficient. Efficient and effective, both. Some of the business processes are launching new products. It's a costly thing. New products launching, lot of money has to be spent. Recruiting new employees, producing goods, it's process. It's a business process. To recruit new employees has to be a process. Otherwise, what employees you will get will not be competent. So it has to be a process. Properly laid down process, properly designed process. Producing goods, definitely. Providing customer service, definitely. It must be a process. A set of interlinked activities. Providing customer, providing manufacturing facilities. Performing various tasks and operations, transporting and delivering goods, acquiring new customers. Acquiring new customers is a process, should be, must be a process. We should not lose customers. So, not to lose customers can also be a process, has to be also a process. Acquiring market knowledge, what is going on outside, scanning the environment, purchasing, strategic balancing, sorry, strategic planning, performance measurement, training, a very good effective training, whether people have understood what you have trained or not, what you have told them or not, depends on what process you have incorporated to train the people. It is not only the good teacher, but it also is the process which is used for training. It can be audio visuals, it can be video, it can be personal interaction, it can be practicals. Then next is critical to quality characteristics. What is critical to customer? For example, customers gives you a ring. Nobody attends it. Rings go on and go on and go on, 15, 20 rings. Maybe customer expects that somebody attends his phone in 3 rings. Maybe that is the critical to quality. You may be laughing. What I am talking about, telephone rings. Yes, customer expects that his telephone call is attended within 3 rings. That can be a critical to quality. Quality is not only product quality, quality is also all these things. For example, customer has sent you an email. He expects that email should be answered within 1 hour. Can be a critical to quality. CTQs have to be derived from customer requirements, risks, economics, regulations, process FMEA. Regulations are there, laws are there. As per that, you have to find out what is critical to quality in that process to be maintained. Critical to quality, CTQ, very, very important word, CTQ, the requirements of the output of the process and measures of critical process issues, temperature, soaking time, can be CTQ. For example, let us take the example of pizza, delivery of pizza. Those delivery boys are coming to us. And they deliver pizza to us. Then we pay them. Customer will be getting satisfied only if the quality is good. What is quality? The taste should be good. What is quality? The look should be good. Because it is not enough if the pizza is tasting good. It should look good also. It should be packed properly also. How warm it is. If it is cold. Good quality, good looking pizza, but very, very cold. Not good. So customer will expect that the quality is good. Then customer will expect that, of course, delivery speed. 1 hour, half an hour. I give a ring, half an hour pizza is there. Okay, that is understood. Then variety. What is the variety available? Is it only one variety? Then customer will not buy it. He must have so many varieties. Spicy, non-spicy, I don't know. Veg, non-veg. All varieties. Then customer will buy it. So why Pizza Hut and all these brands are excelling? Because they have quality also, speed also, variety also. Then in that case, customer is ready to pay more also. For example, I have created here a process flow chart. For example, there is a process called hot degassing. Controlling parameters are there. Time, 15 to 20 minutes. Temperature, 60 to 90 degrees centigrade. Pointage. Then time, pH value. pH value should be less than 12. Time, 30 to 60 seconds. These are the CTQs. That means in hot degassing, I must maintain the time of 15 to 20 minutes every batch, and for that, maybe I have alarm system also. That means after 15, 20 minutes, I get the alarm. So I must remove that. Water rinsing, tap water, 30 to 60 seconds, pH value of the water should be less than 12. If it is more than 12, it will create problem in that quality. So I keep on maintaining this type of a process flow chart. This is only as a sample I have brought it. This is a series of some 100 operations, process, 100 operations. And every operation, they have given which chemical, what are the controlling parameters, what is the standard, what is the measuring frequency. Every operation, this measuring frequency is maintained. Then, this is the process flow chart. Process flow diagram. Start, process step number 1, process step number 2, process step number 3, then decision. That means I check. Then process step, then process step, then end. This type of signs I use. Process flow diagram. Every process must have, every process. I said, making coffee also is a process. Making tea also is a process. Making rice also is a process. Pressure cooker also is a process. Every process must have a process flow diagram. Then process capability. What is capability? That whether the process is capable to hold the tolerance and make the product to the target of the process. Making every business process capable is one of the main themes of TQM. Deming and Juran observed that while majority of the problems are associated with the processes, understand this. Hardly any problems are caused by workers themselves. We generally feel that all the problems are created by workers only. Actually, no. Deming and Juran said that the problems are associated with processes. Look into that. Improve the processes. Quality will come. It is not right to blame workers for something over which they don't have any control. It's the management who should share the responsibility with the workforce to continuously improve the processes. Processes. There are two types of characteristics, measurable and countable. It is possible to maintain a control chart of both types of characteristics. We shall discuss here the control charts for variable characteristics. But it is possible to maintain a control chart for attributable. What is attributable? Good, bad, like that. The uncontrollable and random influence of several parameters can lead to deviations from the target value. I was again and again giving the example of that diameter, external diameter of 9 plus minus 0.1 millimeters. For example, the mean value of the tolerance zone. Why process deviates from the mean value of the tolerance zone? Because of uncontrollable and random influence of several parameters. It can be temperature, it can be the coolant, it can be the speed, and it can be the tool quality. In spite of great care, deviations will happen. In the following diagram, we have plotted the actual values of a particular characteristic of several components. Mu represents the average value of the population, and sigma represents the standard deviation. Look, here is the Bell diagram, where mu is the center of the tolerance, and sigma, mu plus sigma, mu plus 2 sigma, mu plus 3 sigma, where mu is the center of the population. If the upper tolerance is mu plus 3 sigma, if the upper tolerance mu plus 3 sigma, and lower tolerance is at mu minus 3 sigma, that means that side here, the population will probably have 99.7 good parts. If the upper tolerance limit is here, lower tolerance is there, then the population, that means all these parts, average value of which is mu and the standard deviation is sigma, will have 99.7% good parts. If the upper tolerance is at mu plus 2 sigma, lower tolerance is at mu minus 2 sigma, the population will have 95.4 good parts. If the upper tolerance is at mu plus sigma and lower tolerance is at mu minus sigma, the population will probably have 68.2 good parts. That is what he is given here also. 68.2 good parts. Population. What is population? I keep on producing parts, check the parts and plot it. It will probably have a normal distribution looking like a Bell diagram. And if the tolerance is mu plus 3 sigma and mu minus 3 sigma, it will have probably 99.7% good parts. In practice, however, it is possible that the x bar, that means mu, is not in the center of the tolerance and is shifted away from the center of the tolerance like this. It is shifted. It is not, this is in the center of the tolerance, this is shifted from that. That is not capable. This is capable because all the parts are within upper specification limit and lower specification limit. This is not capable because many parts are more than the upper specification limit in the red zone. This is beautifully centered, upper specification limit, lower specification limit, all the parts are within that. So you know, process should be capable. Process must be capable. And if it's not capable, we must find out what are the random causes for that. What are the special causes for that? Why it is not in the center? And improve the process. The standard deviation indicates the inconsistency of our process. And we must try to continuously reduce the standard deviation. What is standard deviation? The sigma is the standard deviation. We must reduce this. This spread, this is the spread which we must continuously reduce it. Sigma, that is standard deviation, we must reduce it continuously. Standard deviation indicates the inconsistency of our process. Hence, we must try to continuously reduce the standard deviation of every business process. For example, if engineering drawing takes 5 days, we must see how it can be reduced less than 5 days. Or if inconsistency there, for example, sometimes it is 5, sometimes it is 6, sometimes it is 10, we must find out how we can reduce this inconsistency and make everything in 6 days or 5 days or 4 days or 3 days. We must improve the process in such a way that there is consistency there. Sigma or standard deviation is the indicative of consistency. This will result in reduction of the width of the bell curve. This bell curve, what I showed you just now, we must reduce this spread so our parts, more and more parts will come in the tolerance zone. So we should look at our process and find out how can I reduce the standard deviation of the process, and that is improvement of the capability of the process. That means we must design the process such that uncontrollable and random influence of several parameters leading to deviations from the target value, that is the mean value, as kept low as possible. Also, we must try to keep the mu as near as the center of the tolerance, controlling the maximum shift to 1.5 sigma. That means this shift we should avoid. And we must see that the average value of the process is near the center of the tolerance. Average value of the process is as near as the center of the tolerance. As a guideline, CP, what is CP? Process capability. Must be 1.33 for regular production, 1.67 for new jobs. What is CP? USL means upper specification limit minus lower specification limit divided by 6 sigma. Sigma means standard deviation. If the CP is 2, then we call such process as 6 sigma process. The cycle time, order to delivery, sometimes fluctuate too much. It ranges from 1 month, 1.5, 2.5, 3, 4, sometimes 6 months. No. We should see that it does not fluctuate like this, because then it is not dependable. You are not dependable. We must map the process. We must find out the steps in which we are failing, why delays are happening, why inconsistency is happening. Many times promised delivery date is not maintained. Customer is unhappy. Then we must map the process and find out why. Who is the culprit? What process is the culprit? So that we can become more consistent. Due to this, customer gets frustrated, may leave us. Lost customer. We should not have lost customer. If our tailor does not give us clothes in time and is always inconsistent, we also shout at him. Hence, mapping the process to remove the inconsistency is a must. I was telling you all the statistical things like bell curve and all that. What is the conclusion? Conclusion is, we must reduce inconsistency in our process. We should be consistent. For example, 10 o'clock we have to come to the office. We must come every day at 10 o'clock. Maybe 1 minute less here and there. But not half an hour, sometimes earlier, sometimes 1 hour later. So the boss will become really unhappy. Or customer may become unhappy because customer will feel that you are not serious in your business. So you are coming late. Process must be mapped to find out where the target of the process is not getting achieved. Why it is not getting achieved? Who is the culprit? What is the culprit? Statistical process control is a process used to control a manufacturing process on the basis of statistical methods. Samples of parts are taken and their characteristics values are measured and entered in a form. I am going to show you a form. The so-called control chart. Statistical quantities are calculated from the characteristics values from the evaluation of the current state of the process. If necessary, that means mu is found out, sigma is found out, process capability is found out. If necessary, the state of the process can be corrected by suitable measures. So this is that control chart. Assess the process, check 5 parts, find out what is the process mean, then keep on doing the parts. Measure it after every half an hour or whatever frequency we decide, we check 5 parts, then find out this chart. Find out the X bar, find out the R or S, S means standard deviation or sigma, and then find out if it is fluctuating too much. If it is fluctuating, there is something wrong in the process. Find out why it is fluctuating. This fluctuation should be reduced. That is the statistical process control. Then preventive maintenance. Preventive maintenance is the heart of the processes. if the machines are not properly maintained, nobody can make quality, in the absence of which it is not possible to have proper process control or process approach. It is necessary to identify key process equipment, maybe it is a machine, maybe it is a furnace. It is necessary to identify key process equipment and provide appropriate resources. What is a resource? It can be tools, it can be oil, it can be consumables. For machine equipment maintenance and develop an effective plan, total preventive maintenance system. What is preventive maintenance? Make a schedule. Don't allow the machine to run and one day it becomes breakdown. No, make a schedule. Once in a month, maybe once in 3 months, take the machine, oil it, open it, change the gears, look at the various components, oil them, clean them, put them properly, look at their vibration, look at their performance, look at their temperature, and assemble the machine again, give them. This will avoid the major breakdowns. This will improve the maintainability of the machine. So preventive maintenance is the heart of all this process control. The system shall include a procedure that describes planned maintenance activities. That means if the schedule is there, for example, tomorrow we have to give the machine for the preventive maintenance. Whatever may be the reasons, we cannot avoid preventive maintenance. Then schedule of preventive maintenance activities, predictive maintenance methods. What is predictive maintenance? That means look at the machine vibration chart. What I call it as machine signature. Look at what machine says. Is it creating noise? Is it the temperature is increasing? In that case, we must take the machine earlier also. That is called predictive maintenance. Review of manufacturer's recommendations. What manufacturer has said? If he has said that change the gear in, let us say, 500 hours, we must change that. We should not say, okay, it will still run for another 100 hours. We should change it in time. A CPOC diagram, new word, is a tool used by a team to identify all relevant elements of a process improvement. What is CPOC? S-I-P-O-C. It helps define a complex project that may not be well scoped. Supplier, what is CPOC? Supplier input process, customer's requirements. S-I-P-O-C. This is the CPOC diagram. Supplier, then inputs to the process. Then what is the process? This is the process. What is the output of the process? Is it giving the customer requirements? So we must make the CPOC diagram to find out whether supplier gives inputs to the process, the output is giving the customer requirements fulfilling or not. That is CPOC diagram. A CPOC tool is particularly useful when it is not clear who supplies the inputs to the process. Then we must make the list of all the suppliers to the process. What specifications are placed on the inputs? What are the inputs required for the process? List out who is the supplier, what are the specifications for the process, who are the true customers of the process, and it can be internal customers also, and what are the requirements of the customers. Is it one requirement is not getting fulfilled because of the process? That is CPOC diagram. Thank you.